This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You can watch us live right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com on YouTube, or you can go over to Before It's News and my friend Michael Roach and check us out over there if you would like. You can watch us at any time. The replays obviously are playing for 23 hours. And, again, if you want to check us out, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're on YouTube live even now and or Before It's News. If you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I wanted to let you know some of the things that are happening behind closed doors, again, through media blackout, the things that they don't want you to talk about, the things that they want to deter you from through the circus of politics. It's what they're doing all day long. We have CBS and the propaganda machine promoting benefits of microchipping. Did you hear what I said? CBS, the mainstream media, and the propaganda outlets are promoting benefits of microchipping. You know, they're already doing it with the animals, you know, because it's a good idea. And what I shared with you yesterday, friends, is the technology is outstanding. But the excuse is always, well, you know, let's microchip your animal, and if he runs away, we can just track him down through GPS or through a satellite. Oh, great idea. That's not the problem. The problem is that history shows us that when we have the good, evil men and wicked men will get in there and pervert the very meaning of the good. Is it good, the technology? Absolutely. Do men pervert things? Absolutely. Jesus said in the book of John chapter 2 that he committed himself to no man. And why was that? Because he knew what was in man and what man is capable of doing. Well, what if they're saved men? Well, that's praise God. If they're saved from their sin, they're not going to go back to their sin. But let me remind you what men of old have said. And it was George Whitefield that said, man left himself as half beast and half devil. He's exactly right. Thank God for the grace of God. And also remember that in the best of saints is the worst of sinners. Okay? And the bottom line is I'm not comparing heathens with Christians. We already know who runs and the powers that be and who they are through the six corporations worldwide that are trying to promulgate their indoctrination and their propaganda on a people at large so that they might be controlled by these people. So there again, we have great technology through the corporations. We have great technology to do good, but what do they promote? They promote just the opposite of what they should be promoting. Folks, did you know that back in the 40s and the 50s and in the 30s and in the 20s, when radio first came out and then television, it was Christian orientated. It was Christian music. It was Christian themes. You should see some of the old cartoons that were played out back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. If you have the Christmas Carol, friends, I believe the one from the 30s, watch the cartoon at the very beginning. It talks about and it promotes the Ten Commandments. And the cartoon's based on war between men. and how men have become so foolish because they have thrown off God's moral law, that they killed themselves even to the last man. This is what they were showing kids. Friends, now what are they showing them? To do everything in contrary, in contrast to the Ten Commandments. Oh, my goodness, friends. So with that said, friends, we can see what's happening here. CBS and the propaganda outlets are promoting benefits of microchipping. You know, we're going to be told because kids are already having microchips being put into their tennis shoes. So if they get lost, we can just track them. Isn't it interesting how they keep corralling us into a system that works for them? And they keep telling us, well, the old system doesn't work. This one's better. And it gives them more control, and they're wielding more control over our lives on a daily basis. Let's get back to filling our pockets filled with money, friends. Let's get away from the credit cards and the chips, right? Now we're seeing massive fraud going on with that now, but they don't want to talk about that because that was a part of the system that they wanted to corral you into. Let's go back to cash. I mean, folks, I remember, as a matter of fact, I still do, where people just have 20 bucks in their pocket, or they got cash in their pocket, or change in their pocket. Let's get away from what they're pushing us to, friends. As a matter of fact, if you go to Revelation 13, it tells us, starting in verse 17, and that no man might buy or sell, because that's what they're pushing us to, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. And the Bible tells us in Revelation 13, 18, here is wisdom, okay? Wisdom is having knowledge and knowing how to use it. Let him that understand count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Okay? 360, right? 666. We need to be careful as to what's going on in our country, friends. But again, they want to promote microchipping like it's the coolest thing since sliced bread. But you need to understand that the enemy never comes to your front door, knocks on it, and says, listen, I'm coming in. He's never dressed with horns on top of his head, a big long tail, and a three-sprung fork with flames going on behind him. That's not how he comes. He comes as the minister of the angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11:14. Okay? And we're to judge them by their fruit. And what is the fruit of the corrupt CIA-controlled media, friends? Nothing but corruption. And they are promoting, in fact, a spirit of Antichrist every step of the way. They're enemies of the cross of Christ. You know, the very things that the Lord tells us to stay away from are the very things that they promote 24/7 through their networks. The love of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And the Bible tells us in 1 John 2:16, for all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard that the Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists. They're enemies of the cross of Christ. They haven't crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. No, they know nothing of it. They're enemies to the cross of Jesus Christ, Philippians 3. That's one of the things that I wanted to highlight. After this break, what we're going to do is we're going to come back and I want to show you some other things that are going on in the United States of America that the CIA-controlled media means to omit. Or just do a media blackout. They don't want you to see as to what's going on as they're continuously diverting foolish people in this country through the circus of politics and the actors that they have on stage on federal government. We'll come right back to this in just a couple minutes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean on YouTube. Again, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Yeah. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Friends, I want to let you know that you have made us the number one and number two show across the country in over 117 cities across America. Thank you for that. We appreciate your trust. We also thank you for the 53 countries that add to that lot. People are sick and tired of the same old, the rhetorical talk, political correctness. My goodness, friends, we are being sold out. I don't know if you guys all have seen this, but I want to go over to it really quick. You guys have all heard of Mr. Dan Crenshaw, right? The Navy SEAL that was going to get in there and fight for Americans. I just want to let you know he's betraying his constituents even now. Comes out in favor of mass immigration and demographic shift. They're all globalists, America. I don't know what, are you going to end up in a new world order system before you're going to want to listen to me? Are you going to listen after you behind a barbed wire fence? You need to understand, things aren't going a lawful direction in this country. They're going the opposite. They're incrementally stripping you of your God-given rights. Well, we can welcome to the lot there as well, friends. Now, Dan Crenshaw, he is betraying his constituents. He's coming out in favor of mass immigration and demographic shift in the United States of America. Just wanted to let you know that. Also wanted to let you know, speaking of immigration, what's happening here in the United States, True Interfaith Dialogue with Muslims. This is on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Listen to the headlines carefully, friends. Listen to the headlines carefully as I scroll through these. Twitter employees and Saudi national charged as acting as illegal agents of Saudi Arabia. Okay? Listen to the headlines. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. These are contributors from all across the country, from constitutional attorneys, from preachers to culture warriors that are bringing the answers because they're boots on the ground, friends, showing the world their faith by their actions. Okay? Read James 2, 14 through 26. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. In Dearborn, Michigan, mom protests supremacist all-halal meat policy at public schools in U.S. Arab capital. Dearborn, Michigan. Did you know, friends, that they have now made it their policy? And keep in mind, attorneys, policy follows law. Okay? They're violating the law because what they're doing, they're appeasing a small minority there by saying that, you know what, we're going to appease these Muslims that have come here because they needed our help, and we're going to serve up halal meat now on the tab of those that are paying taxes in the United States of America, namely Michigan. Okay? I want you to think about this. They're not here assimilating again, friends. Okay? This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Listen to the headlines here. The truth about Muhammad that ignorant Americans need to know. Yep. You better understand totalitarian methods. This is how it goes. They love to come up to you, smack your face, and pull your hair. And then when the cameras get on the scene, they play the victim. When in fact, they're perpetuating the crime, attempting to tear down the laws by provoking the war. They're using the law against the law, friends. This is all totalitarianism. This is what communists do. This is what the devil does, no matter what he likes to name himself. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Listen to the headlines carefully. Harlem, New York. Ethiopian immigrant beheads his wife and five-year-old daughter. Then he hangs himself. Did you hear what I said, America? How come you're not hearing a word of this through the CIA-controlled media? Because the media is guilty of covering for those that are assailing the people in this country that have come from the Middle East. You need to open your eyes to the fact. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Harlem, Ethiopian immigrant beheads his wife and five-year-old daughter, then hangs himself. Oh, I'm not done. I'm not done yet. And it's not like I'm cherry-picking these headlines to give them to you. This is what's happening across the United States. This is all coming from those that have a trumpet up to their mouth, blowing it, trying to warn the American people as to what's going on in their country, because the CIA-controlled media has your attention diverted on what? The circus of politics in Washington, D.C., diverting your attention from what's really happening behind closed doors. Okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This might get your dander up. Did you know that the Muslims that have come into America, the victims, they're now demanding, they're very arrogant people, friends, they're demanding Kentucky Fried Chicken alter the Colonel's secret recipe. Not making this up. How come we're not seeing the DOJ and the brand new administration deal with these people? How come we're not seeing law enforcement across the United States stand up and actually export these people back to where they came from? Folks, they're pulling their culture into America with them, okay? I did a whole show on this last week concerning Keith Ellison, the little Marxist criminal himself, okay? Muslims demand KFC alter the Colonel's secret recipe. Again, you can't make this up. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Listen to the headlines. Government shuts down human rights group for slandering Islam. Hey, folks, you want to know who? You want to find out who means to control you? Find out what they keep attacking. People that speak out against what? Islam. This is happening in the United States of America. Oh, and by the way, this should come as no surprise, because we've seen what happened concerning the media's double standard on whistleblowers, on Trump and the ABC News that should have been released over on Mr. Epstein over 3 years ago, but it was completely retracted. They shut it down because they didn't want you to know what was really going on. Ultra Media was exposing Epstein corruption as ABC was covering it up. Who's the real fake news, friends? See, it's completely backfiring on these people. How's that 100 years of progressivism, how's it working out for you, America? That's an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. At the beginning of the week, I played some audio for you. This was from Nadia Muhammad. Mrs. Muhammad, Nadia Muhammad, is the first Muslim Somali woman who wins city council seat in the state of Minnesota here, in Minneapolis. She gives her victory speech, friends. She gives her victory speech in Arabic. Is anybody paying attention to what's going on here, or is it just me? Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Deuteronomy 28, verse 50. Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. Is anybody paying attention to what's really going on here, friends? Because I am. I can see it as clear as the nose on my face as to what's going on here. Your country is being handed off to those that mean to conquer it even now. Someone just had enough common sense to this morning post a picture of Adolf Hitler, who is in fact using the Muslims as mercenaries to do his killing for him. If anybody knows, and I've spent time on this before, but I want to reiterate the point while it's up. Anybody paying attention to History Lesson 101 here, friends? Anybody notice the connection between the Bushes and the Hitlers and how Prescott Bush was financing Adolf Hitler's war? Just think about that. Our boys were over there, 405,000 of them. 405,000, as a matter of fact, 399 fought, bled, and died fighting off an Adolf Hitler. Well, the Bushes were financing Adolf Hitler's because they were hoping to establish a Third Reich, a new world order. Who called for a new world order more than 200 times? Publicly, on television, George Bush Sr. Did anybody pay attention to the fact that his daddy is Prescott Bush? 1942, he was indicted for funding Adolf Hitler's war. And then what happens on September 11th, 2001? Oh, voila! There is the grandson of Prescott Bush, and what does he do? Well, my goodness! The two towers come down. They come out with something called the Patriot Act. Adolf Hitler, after they attacked their own Reichstag, you know what they came out with? They came out with their own act that stripped their governments of the enumerated laws found in their Republican form of government. It took them 6 years to strip down and change the laws. What's the Patriot Act been doing in the United States of America over the last 18 years? The exact same thing. You know, they had something called Fatherland Security after Adolf Hitler attacked his own Reichstag and then blamed it on his political enemies. And then he used the Muslims and his own young boys to go kill off his political opposition. He played the victim, didn't he? America, when are you going to wake up as to the games that you're being played in? All right? Adolf Hitler had fatherland security. We came up with something called homeland security. You know what Adolf Hitler did? He started using people to strip search his people when they would travel. Isn't that interesting? George Soros is all connected with all of this as well. He's the one that's saying America is the great stumbling block to the New World Order. Interestingly enough, he was there stripping the Jews while they were being raped by the likes of an Adolf Hitler and selling their property off. We all know this. He's an international criminal. Isn't that interesting? He said that the United States is the stumbling block to the international order that they're trying to create. We have something called the TSA when we travel. Isn't that interesting how that works, friends? Is anybody paying attention to that? We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former teen running sensation Mary Kane has slammed the Nike Oregon Project and Nike in a story and video appearing on the New York Times website. Kane was a member of the Oregon Project from 2013 through 2016. She joined the group while still a teenager and continued to train in Portland through her freshman year of college.
I joined Nike because I wanted to be the best female athlete ever. I was emotionally and physically abused by a system designed by Alberto and endorsed by Nike.
She alleges that she was constantly told to lose weight and told she needed to get on birth control and take diuretics to regulate her body weight. She says the Oregon Project and coach Alberto Salazar were representatives of the win-at-all-cost attitude of Nike. Nike disbanded the Oregon Project last month after Salazar was banned for 4 years for violating anti-doping rules by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're going to get to Are You So Heavenly Minded in a moment, and hopefully get to Blaming God for Evil is Like Blaming the Sun for Darkness. In what order, I don't know yet, but we'll get there in just one moment. I wanted to give you one more highlight concerning what's going on in the country from early last week to my weekend listeners. Islamic takeover in Michigan. There's a video as well. You can check it out. Thousands of Shiite Muslims march in Rashida Tlaib's district. And when you watch this video, folks, I got to tell you, this looks like something that you would be watching from international news, something that's happening over in a third world country. It's not. It's happening in Dearborn, Michigan. For those that are listening to me in Michigan, folks, you got to wake up to what's going on. If those folks, I want to tell you something, the inactive folks across the country that are just sleeping this one off because they think that it's no big deal, you better pay attention to what's going across seas right now as to what is. It's not good. Their countries are being plundered, okay? Those countries are being plundered. And it's happening here little by little. If you're paying attention to today's show, you'll understand it's happening little by little by little by little. Islamic takeover in Michigan. Thousands of Shiite Muslims march in Rashida Tlaib's district. Folks, they are building their numbers. They're building their numbers. And then once 25% are garnered, guess what? They begin to demand change. And it's exactly what we're seeing across the country. I just told you, friends, they're demanding that KFC alter the Colonel's secret recipe. You know what? For those that are advocating for this, demanding, number one, I would say this. I thought you were a victim. Number two, I would say this. If your God was God, then what are you doing over here? Number three, I would also say this. Do you have a kite? Well, what do you mean, Bradley? Do you have a kite? Do you have a kite? Because if you do, go fly it. Okay? This is ridiculous. And if you don't like the way things are here, get out. In America, the law's on our side to demand change in exportation. Get out. You don't love it? Get out. Too many men fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution for you to come over here and demand any change. And the American people have been conditioned to accept it. What our veterans fought, fighting against, and bleeding, and dying against. You're allowing these people to trample their blood in so many different ways. And I'm not one of those guys. Again, the law is on our side, America. Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Islamic takeover in Michigan. There's a video. Thousands of Shia Muslims march in Rashida Tlaib's district. Folks, enough is enough. And I want to tell you this. I do want you to listen to me carefully, because I am tired of everybody championing this brand new administration. And I'm here to tell you that, folks, the president slamming criminal politicians in Washington, D.C. is not justice. This president slamming criminal politicians is not going to appease my conscience from what he fails to do. Okay? Mr. President is nothing more than slamming criminal politicians in Washington, D.C., your version of justice. Hey, folks, his inaction exposes exactly who he is. Because, folks, injustice is what destroys countries. And it's exactly what we see happening in this country today. 24/7. Where's the justice that you promised? Mr. President, what happened to that prosecutor that you promised? Hey, Mr. President, I'm curious, why is Hillary Clinton, the one that you promised to prosecute, why is she on a book signing tour? Why is she on all these shows right now highlighting her brand new book? I thought you were going to prosecute her for her crimes against we the people. Okay, and of course I'm playing stupid right now. That's not what he's doing. Because again, friends, there's no difference. There's no difference. Yesterday I brought up the point concerning this administration, friends. And you're going to learn one way or another. History's going to prove me right. But for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, you already see it and you already hear it. But history's going to prove me right on this once again. Because it's not me giving you the information. It's not me that can blow the trumpet. It's the Holy Ghost that gives the power to do so. Okay? And he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's still showing us things to come. What you're being told and what are happening are two different stories. They got a new contender. Did you notice Beto, and did you notice Warren and Kamala Harris and Joe Biden? His presidential campaign is imploding now. No, friends. What's happening is exactly what I told you was going to happen. They don't need him anymore because they've already picked, what, 6, 7, 8 candidates that Americans hate? They used them to drive support to Donald Trump. And just this week, the New York Post, guess what they posted, friends? Well, they posted that, you know, they believe that Donald Trump is going to win both the Democrats and the Republicans right on cue. Right on cue. Because most people still have their eyes closed to what's going on. You know who his new contender is? Homosexual former sodomite mayor from New York City. Anti-gunner Michael Bloomberg. Nobody's going to vote for that guy. You know it. I know it. And so does Donald Trump. And so does the CIA-controlled media. That's why they're using them to drive support. Okay? I've seen an article written by a fellow preacher just the other day on sonsoflibertymedia.com. As long as it's not a Democrat destroying your country, then it must be okay. It's exactly what's happening. Exactly what's happening. Hey, folks, I want to end with this. Where are the other 200 people that are legitimate candidates? Because the ones that are being put up in front of you right now are illegitimate. They're not legitimate candidates, and you know it, and so do I. What are the other 200 presidential candidates that we haven't heard a word from? And the question that I beg is, why haven't we heard from them? Because the media doesn't want you to hear from them. Because they don't want you to know that there is legitimate candidates running for the presidency of the United States of America. No, everything's got to stay on par, friends. The agenda goes forward, and so does judgment, just so you understand. We're going to get over to this. Let's hit this one first, I think. Let's get this one first. Blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. I touched on this yesterday. And I want you to listen carefully because it's exactly what we hear today. Look at all the Christians. Look what they're responsible for. Look at all the evil that they've advocated for. Look at all the evil that they're responsible for. Look what they did to these people, and look what they did to those people. Look what those Christians did to that country. Can you believe Christians really did this? Well, for the biblically illiterate, yeah, I get what you're talking about. But I want to tell you something. It's a lack of Christianity, and that's coming from someone that reads the Word of God. Blaming God for all the evils in the world is like blaming the sun for all of the darkness. When you hear this rhetoric, and you hear it quite a bit, look what the Christians are responsible for. Who? What are they responsible for? Preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ that men might be saved and redeemed from their sin through the blood of Jesus Christ? What are they responsible for? Exposing darkness and reproving darkness by being the light that the Holy Ghost empowered them to be? What's the problem? There's the problem right there. Evil men hate being exposed for who they are. And they hate the message that I'm giving to you right now because it exposes their father. And who is their father? Their father is the one that came to kill, steal, and destroy. John 10:10. See, John 8:44 tells us of his minions, of his children. There's no truth in them. Just like there's no truth in their father, the devil. Okay? He's a murderer. He has been from the beginning, and he still is in the present. So to set this thing in perspective concerning what I'm highlighting, again, listen carefully. Blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. Now, during my radio show some time ago, I was talking about how blaming God for all of the evils in the world is like blaming the sun for darkness. In other words, God is blamed for the evils in this world rather than the good that he gave and still gives through Jesus Christ, John 3:16, and that he continuously gives through his mercy and grace on a daily basis. Psalm 103. Read it when you get a moment. Read it when you get a moment. What this comes down to, friends, is people not taking responsibility for what they're guilty of. How dare you, mankind, blame God for his goodness? How dare you blame God for evil when he is a holy God? He is a just God. He is a righteous God. How dare you point your finger back at the Savior of man who is willing to go to Calvary and die for your sins on the cross, your guilt, your transgressions of God's moral law. Don't blame him for what you're guilty of. And you see this mentality on a 24/7 basis. Everybody wants to blame somebody else. It was like Adam and Eve, right? Adam was told by the Lord what not to do, right? And then God created Eve. And by the way, he created Eve, or Adam, just before Eve, right? And just think about this, friends. What happens when they're both busted and they go and cover themselves and the Lord said, "Who told you that you're naked?" Isn't it interesting they were both guilty? And wasn't it interesting when he went to Adam? Adam blames his wife. And isn't it interesting how Eve blames the serpent? Isn't it interesting how they didn't want to take responsibility? Let me put this into perspective real quick. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. Also read Revelations 21, verse 8, starting there. The man, now listen to me, to he who has ears to hear and eyes to see, the man that's ready for the judgment, listen carefully. The man that's ready for the judgment of God is the one that longs to be freed from his sin. That's the man that's taking responsibility for what he did in taking part in having the Son of Man crucified over 2,000 years ago. Hey, folks, godly repentance, what's the first demand? That you take responsibility for your transgressions before a just and a holy God. You did it. Nobody else did. And the devil surely didn't make you do it. You made the choice in doing it. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, you know what I don't like? I just want to say this. You know, the Bible says, whatever a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And life and death is in the power of the tongue. I'm not talking metaphysics here. I'm talking about out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You know what blows me away? Is the fact that God is the creator of all things. My Father. Abba Father. He's the governor of all nations. His footstool is the earth. His throne is in heaven. The government is upon the shoulders of His Son, Jesus Christ. He has control of all things. Everything the enemy does, He undermines the enemy. If you're His child, He promised to do so. Because we're about the dominion of the work of the Lord's hands through grace. Because of His mercy. What bothers me is when people magnify the works of the enemy. It's like magnifying an ant on the ground compared to what I can do to him. And that's probably so minimal and on such a small scale of what I'm trying to prove. But it blows me away how people will continuously magnify the enemy. I want to tell you something. The enemy wants you to magnify him. He wants you to think that he's a lot bigger and a lot stronger than he really is. He wants all eyes on him and off of God. He's been doing it for a long time. That's why he continuously mocks the Lord at every given turn. You know what this reminds me of? I'm talking about how I can't stand, especially those that call themselves Christians, how they magnify the enemy. That's like after World War II, everybody honoring and magnifying Adolf Hitler. He's the loser. He was the bad guy. He was trampled underfoot by our boys in the natural who need be honored. And in America, we understood the price paid, and that's why we honor our veterans. We don't honor Adolf Hitler. And those that are born of the Spirit of God don't honor the enemy of men's souls. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us that Christians have been given all power and authority over the works of the enemy. Yet you hear professed Christians all day magnify what the devil's doing. Well, you have authority over them. You have the authority through prayer to bind the enemy and his works. Why do you give power to the enemy? I want to tell you why. Because that's who you're overcome with. He's a defeated foe. Jesus said over 2,000 years ago, it is finished. How do you read the Bible from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations? And how is it that you magnify the enemy when you see the patriots that are born of the Spirit of God overcome the enemy at great odds over and over and over again? By the way, that's the history of the American church. That's the history of the church since the inception of the church. Call unto me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not. We're talking about the bigness of God and who He is. And hey folks, how specific is God? A sparrow will not fall to the ground without His notice. Just think about that. The very hairs of your head are numbered. How specific is God? Just think about that. All things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. He sees all things. I want you to think about this, because I'm going to give it to you. When you think of this in Mark 4:35, that day when evening came, He said, let us go over to the other side. This is Jesus. Leaving the crowd behind, they took Him along just as He was in the boat. There was also other boats with Him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, in the back of the boat, sleeping. Friends, He was sleeping. That's how He was so worried about what the enemy was doing. As a matter of fact, if you look at Scripture properly, friends, isn't it interesting how He cast the devils out with a word? Speaking of the power of life and death in the tongue. Isn't it interesting how they came up to Him and said, are you going to destroy us before our time? It's interesting how the Bible says that the devils believe and tremble. They understand my Father, my God, and how big He is, and the power of the resurrected one who sits at the right hand of the Heavenly Father. Even now, He is the Lamb of God who is slain from before the foundations of the earth. He's alive forevermore. That's who He is. That's who He is. And it's what you have your mind on, some of you people, where you magnify the works of the enemy. Shame on you. And it shows you exactly what you feed on. You feed on the spirit of the world, and that's why you succumb to it. You're not an overcomer. You don't have the faith of Christ. He's not the author of your faith. If He was, you would overcome the world. What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. 1 John. Let me go back to this. Jesus calms the storm. Man, He's in the back of the boat, the Son of Man is, sleeping. Well, His disciples were freaking out. Well, the disciples woke Him up and said, Rabbi, don't you care that we might be destroyed? Jesus gets up, rebukes the wind, and says to the waves, quiet, be still. Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. Let me say this. Those that are magnifying the works of the enemy, you're reading the wrong Bible, and you're reading it without the Holy Ghost. You need to repent big time. And I don't like when people sit there and magnify the biggest loser in the history of mankind. Disciples were terrified. Jesus said to them, why are you so afraid? Don't you have any faith? They were terrified. Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. I want to tell you who he is. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. I want to tell you his. I want to tell you who he is, friends. He's the Prince of Peace. I want to tell you who he is, friends. He's the Son of Man. I want to tell you who he is, friends. I want to tell you that he is alive forevermore. He is alive forevermore. He is the King of Kings, and he's the Lord of Lords. And I also want to remind you that enemy that you're afraid of, the Bible says that every knee shall bow. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. That's the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Read Hebrews 11, the faith chapter. Oh my goodness, need I go there? We're having some church up in here, aren't we? If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. We are bringing it down in Jesus' name. You know, this is crazy because I just went over to Hebrews 11, and this is interesting information. It really is. And what shall I more say, for the time would fail me to tell you of Gideon, who conquered the Philistines, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms, who wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to the flight the armies of the alien. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had a trial of cruel mockings and scourgings. Yeah, moreover, of bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. Of whom the world is not worthy. That's right. That is precious faith. That's a gift of God. The faith that sees Christ conquering in all things, that's the gift of God. Ask David about it. David feared not if he had 10,000s of thousands of people aimed at him. He still knew that his God was going to deliver him. He said, in this will I be confident. You want to talk a different language, you go ahead and talk that. But don't talk that on my live chat. Don't talk that into anybody's life. And I'm talking about death. Okay? Because we are witnesses of the resurrected one. And if we don't stay there, friends, we're not going to stay on top of, I'm speaking in parable, on our game. We want to stay above, then we better stay hooked up. Again, street talk, friends, forgive me, but that's how it goes. Unified with the Christ, the crucified one. Where I'm weakest, he's strongest. When the trials come, oh, how I hate going through the process. But when he grinds me down, I always get to see who he is creating me to be when I am awakened in the likeness and the image of the Most High God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hour 2 coming up on the other side. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Hour 2 coming up. Stick with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.